Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. The Waco History Podcast is sponsored by Brotherwell Brewing on historic Bridge Street in Waco.
Welcome to the Waco History Podcast. We're going to air for you over the next few months a special series of Waco History Living Stories. These were segments that were originally aired on KWBU here in Waco. They were produced by the Institute for Oral History editor, Michelle Holland, and narrated by two fabulous narrators, Louis Mazet and Kim Patterson. And so these highlight oral histories from the collection of the Institute for Oral History at Baylor University, which I direct, which has been around since 1970 and has over 1,000 interviews related to Waco and McLennan County history, and we're happy to highlight those here. In this Living Stories vignette, I'll dedicate this one to my son Jacob Sloan and his new wife Annie Kate, because this is where they're talking about engagements and weddings, keeping it simple in older times.
Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last.
The wedding industry, movies, and TV have created fantasies about lavish proposals and ceremonies that will ensure lasting marriages. But if the love and compatibility are there from the start, simplicity will get the job done. Gloria Young of Waco started dating F.M. Young, the brother of her best friend, the summer before she went off to college. She reflects on their courtship.
Used to, I would really like a boy until he liked me, and then I wasn't interested anymore. I'd like somebody else, you know. And I was never sure he liked me. So I think that was part of the thing, that he was kind of a challenge, you know.
Young explains when marriage came into the picture.
I'm not sure that he ever officially proposed to me. I think we just kind of, you know, knew we were going to get married. What he asked me was, if I buy you a ring, would you wear it? Actually, when I got that ring, I was senior in college. I had had my wisdom teeth. I had embedded wisdom teeth, and I had had them taken out. My jaws were all swollen up, kind of like a chipmunk. And one of his best friends was getting married to a girl that her parents had a big ranch out of Walnut Springs, and they were having the wedding up there, and he was the best man. And he had come by, he was late, and we got in the car, and we were driving up there, and of course I had the chipmunk cheeks, and could barely open my mouth to talk or anything. And the romantic way I got my ring was, he said, as we're driving about 100 miles an hour down Highway 6 headed for Walnut Springs, I think there's something over there in the glove compartment you might like. And so I open up the glove compartment, and there's my engagement ring.
Catherine Carlisle of Waco describes her marriage in December of 1947 to Woodrow Carlisle, the brother of a close friend in Edgefield.
I think we planned a June wedding. And I know I went to work and told my boss that I was going to get married in June. And he said, well, I don't want you to be off in June. He said, it'd be better if you took off. Now, we went ahead and we had our wedding, and I married at home by choice. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had never been really interested in the big traditional formal wedding, although some of the things that I remember most were beautiful weddings that I had observed at Edgefield. I wore a tailored suit. Woody and I decorated our own wedding cake. We were probably thinking about the cost and the money. Richard Philpott, who was pastor at Edgefield for a long, long time, probably one of the, if not the most, the second most admired preacher down there through our years, performed the ceremony, and we had family.
In 2011, the Youngs celebrated their 56th wedding anniversary and the Carlyles their 64th, proof that simplicity can stick. For program transcripts or more information about the Institute for Oral History, visit baylor.edu/livingstories.
Thanks for listening to the Waco History Podcast. Like what you heard? Subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes so we can reach more listeners. You can find show notes and info on every episode at wacohistorypodcast.com and more info on Waco's past at wacohistory.org. Our theme music, used with permission, is Cross the Brazos at Waco, performed by the late Billy Walker. For more info on Billy's music, go to billywalker.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. This has been a Rogue Media Network production.